From Tidbits on March 14th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. TechTool Pro 6. Micronomat has released TechTool Pro 6. The new version of the long-standing utility adds support for creating a bootable volume on the Mac's active drive, limiting the need for a bootable DVD. That means your emergency startup volume no longer requires Apple's boot disk to remain updates to remain current. TechTool Pro 6 also makes it easier to diagnose and repair hardware issues. Other new features include volume cloning for quickly creating exact volume duplicates, and the local network tool, which lists active services and ports on each Mac and Bonjour device in the local network. Java for Mac OS X 10.6 Update 4 and Java for Mac OS X 10.5 Update 9. Apple has released Java for Mac OS X 10.6 Update 4 and Java for Mac OS X 10.5 Update 9, which the company says provide improved compatibility, security, and reliability by updating Java SE 6 to 1.6.0-24. On Macs running Mac OS X 10.5 that aren't 64-bit capable, Java is updated to 1.5.0-28. Apple suggests that you quit any web browsers and Java applications before installing the update. iTunes 10.2.1. Hot on the heels of iTunes 10.2, Apple has released iTunes 10.2.1. The update helps with syncing iOS devices running iOS 4.3. It also improves home sharing for iOS 4.3, which allows you to stream music from your iTunes collection to your Mac, from your iTunes collection on your Mac to your iOS devices. In addition, an issue where syncing photos to your iOS devices could take longer than expected is corrected now. Safari 5.0.4. Attention, surfer girls and boys! Apple has released Safari 5.0.4. The new version of the company's web browser contains numerous stability, compatibility, accessibility, and security improvements. Web pages with multiple instances of plugin content, image reflections, and transition effects should all work better. An issue it caused some websites to print incorrectly is fixed, too. Also fixed are voiceover bugs and an issue where the screensaver could appear while watching video in the browser. Additionally, the update patches more than 50 security vulnerabilities. CyberDuck 4.0.1. File transfer utility CyberDuck has reached version 4.0.1. The software, which is now also available for Windows, features a new implementation of FTP and adds support for connecting to Azure and Dropbox. CyberDuck now also supports multi-part uploads with parallelism and the new 5 terabyte object size limit when working with Amazon S3 servers. Other improvements include an option to purge CDN files with Cloud Files and Akamai, new localizations, and an upload command in the Finder's contextual menu. The new version also includes numerous bug fixes. Detailed release notes are available at CyberDuck's website. Toast Titanium 11. If you're feeling a yearning for burning, take note. Roxio has released Toast Titanium 11, a substantial upgrade to its software for burning optical disks. Toast 11 sports a wholly redesigned interface with refined workflows and includes built-in video tutorials to explain various features. New features include support for recording to multiple drives simultaneously, easier auto-updating, an option to save custom video profiles, internet audio and video capture, disk spanning, dual-platform compatible disk creation, TiVo to Go support, and built-in support for uploading directly to YouTube, Vimeo, and Facebook. Also new is Video Boost, which Roxio says will dramatically speed up H.264 video encoding. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.